As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
It's hour 4, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. G-Bag today is coming up at 5:30. All right, and LA Live at 5:40. It has been a horrifying 10 weeks of personal hell for MFFLs. Surreal at times. It's almost unbelievable it's been so long. But the end is now coming into focus. We'll get to that here in a few minutes. Cowboys presser tomorrow morning at 11:30 to get you primed for the draft. Steven and Jerry will be joined on the stage by Will McClay and by head coach Brian Schottenheimer. Big draft starts on Thursday night. Our Path to the Draft coverage is brought to you by Pluckers. And here's one of the top stories from the national world of sports. NCAA Board of Directors proposing 153 rules that have been longstanding that would allow schools then, once they're deleted, to share financial benefits directly with players. So the translation on that is the NCAA is getting ready to clear the path to directly paying players from the university, which would, you know, make it easier for the players to get paid and perhaps, I think, for the universities to do contracts with the players,
yes,
which would allow the coaches to have more certainty.
Yeah.
Right now, it's pretty much year to year. Every time we get an open transfer portal, like a third of the players are leaving, right? And I like the era of player movement, player empowerment, player compensation. All that is good, but maybe there's a compromise that can be reached that can, you know, give the universities or the coaches some sort of assurances that we're going to be able to build this kind of program for a couple, 2-3 years, you know, and I think the fans would benefit from that as well. Although it is pretty cool every time your team has a significant need that you could imagine, maybe we can get one of the best players in college football to come through here by the time I, you know, get to the spring game or whatever, or to fall camp, we could have a great player here. So I don't know if player movement is bad for the fans, but I know it's so annoying. It kind of seems unsustainable for the coaches in some of these programs.
Yeah, that I think that's the I think you and I talked about this. Maybe we talked about on the show the 1-year contract, the 3-year contract. You know, to where you can, like, if I'm a coach, a recruiter, and I know, okay, I'm only going to have this player for 1 year. Or I'm going to have this player for 3 years, you know, and in 3 years they get compensated. You know, let's make sure it's fair for everybody. But, you know, the thing about it is, if I just have a better understanding, I mean, I'm at Tennessee and I'm thinking about, got my quarterback. I think I got him taken care of. All of a sudden we get to the spring game and now I've got 3 months before I start fall camp and I don't have a quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, that's a little unsettling right there, especially when I
hard
felt
to coach like that.
Especially when I felt like that I agreed on a deal, an $8 million deal with this player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said, listen, I'll give you $8 million if you come play quarterback for us here at Tennessee. And the player said, sure, be happy to. And then all of a sudden, he he starts to see the landscape of what's going on. Even, you know, it's so funny how these coaches are kind of making fun of, you know, what's going on, like, you know, with Miami. And
Lane Kiffin just direct shot at Carson Beck.
Yeah, I mean, he just, like.
Been a bad day for Carson Beck.
His ex-girlfriend going viral, talking mad ass.
Yes. So that's kind of, you know, but if you just knew, like, okay, here are my one-year guys. Here are my three-year guys.
Yeah, everybody gets a clearer picture. And think about the kid who's the junior who's been grinding away for 3 years. He thinks he's about to start. And then all of a sudden, boom, after the spring, some dude transfers in, and now your job's taken.
Now I gotta go. I don't want to leave.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, so it's just, it makes the most sense to have these contracts. Everybody understands where they stand, and you still get the player movement. You'll still get guys moving. It just won't be the most random thing ever, and everybody's caught off guard, and now a team's losing their quarterback, or a guy who thought he was about to start is now going into the fall going, oh, crap, I've been here 3 years trying my butt off, and this was my time, and then boom, in the blink of an eye, this guy just came right in.
Yeah, and now I feel like the players can negotiate for a piece of the university revenue as well. You don't have to depend on them having rich alumni that own a company that's going to pipe some endorsement money into you through an advertising deal. Now you can just be like, hey, can I get a percentage of the gate, right? And as a collection of players, we want half, which is what the NFL and NBA and Major League Baseball gets. I also saw in the proposed legislation, including sports-specific roster limits, it would allow full scholarships to all student-athletes on a declared roster. The NCAA said this would double the scholarships available to women's sports.
Yeah,
that's great.
So, and I didn't know how all that would reconcile with Title IX. It felt like football was kind of supplementing women's sports for a long time. And if that dissolved, would there still be enough revenue to support women's sports? And at least with this model, it would double the amount of scholarships. That's amazing for girl dads like me, Brian.
Yeah, I don't know all the universities, but I know where I went to school at LSU that there's the women's basketball team takes care of itself. I mean, they've got that kind of support and following and attendance. And so they, you know, there's programs that used to be where football was taking care of a lot of the other sports. But it's nice to know. I think baseball at LSU and I think women's basketball are the ones that kind of take care of themselves, that they don't need the support from the football program.
Takeaways from the Nico press conference. He did make it clear Kyrie is going to be back one way or another. He said he didn't know if Kyrie was going to opt out and do a new deal or just stay on the current deal. But the way Nico was talking gave me a ton of confidence. Kyrie's going to be back one way or another. Cut 12. Nico, did you underestimate the reaction to trading Luka from the fan base? Here he was at the Mavs presser earlier today.
Yeah, good question. I did know that Luka was important to the fan base. I didn't quite know it to what level, but really the way we looked at it is, you know, if you're putting a team on the floor that's Kyrie, Clay, PJ, Anthony Davis, and Lively, we feel that's a championship caliber team, and we would have been winning at a high level, and that would have quieted some of the outrage. And so, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that. So it just continued to, you know, go on and on.
What'd you say?
It would have. I mean, I was well on my way during that Houston game to just being like, okay, the Luka trade really sucks, but man, this is going to be an amazing spring to watch and maybe summer to watch this team play basketball. But, I mean, the reason it's not is because you bet on super injured guys instead of likes to drink beer guys, you know? And I want to call BS. I think you had to have known. You saw, you know, what Dirk meant and what Luke was a continuation of that, the loyalty component of the culture. You were with the team during the finals. I think he knew. I think he just hated working with Luka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think this, it was personal, and he wanted to get rid of Luka at any turn he could. And it was a perfect storm where you have an ownership group now that, like, is just totally checked out and unaware of the NBA and unaware of the team and city in which they've just purchased a team.
Yes.
And Nico took advantage of the control and power that he had and was able to move forward with a move that he felt he probably does in his mind really believe this. That's like the narcissism and disgusting part of this. He really does believe I made this team better by adding Anthony Davis and subtracting a Luka Doncic.
You can never admit it to yourself. because it would have to admit that I'm incompetent. And I just think pride and ego for most of us, but for Nico, absolutely. You mentioned that, though, and how DeMont is looking at him. And I think one way or another, Nico is going to be held accountable for this fairly soon. As I tease, for the first time in 2.5 months, we actually have reason to be positive, as the story from Tim K to Wall City Dallas says, the team source.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
...have expressed belief that DeMont no longer sees Harrison as a figure with irreproachable basketball expertise. And those sources say it had influence over DeMont's decision to make Harrison appear for last week's closed media event, which Harrison did not want to do. Nico did not want to do that event last week. I believe this is DeMont saying, well, I mean, you've made this giant mess. You massively misled me. I'm a very inexperienced owner. And that is now starting to crystallize in Patrick DeMont's mind. And, you know, he's frustrated with, you know, he's got to make Harrison the fall guy now, because his family is looking at hundreds of millions of dollars in lost revenue as a result of this. And yeah. That's not something you can go back to your in-laws and be like, yeah, it was totally my idea. It has to be Nico's idea. Mm-hmm. Or you just cost the family a fraction of a billion of dollars, maybe a half billion dollars.
I need to look this up. I'm being irresponsible here, but I think he's also, some of the decisions he's made on the business side have cost his family a lot of money. They put him in charge of certain things.
So this is a pattern of behavior. He screws things up. to find a fall guy.
Yeah, he's not the. He might not be the guy that's the best to lead the ship. Put it that way.
They might have put him on the basketball team to get rid of him. Watch some basketball.
Go watch some basketball. We'll keep you out of the business
and
side.
He found a way to screw that up too.
Oh wow, massively. Yeah. Yeah. What's the worst he could do with the basketball team? Yeah. Trade away your golden goose. Okay. Cut 20. Here's more from Nico on the team maybe getting healthy next year.
Really, we just need to get healthy. I think the team that we're bringing back is a championship caliber team, and we fully expect to have Kyrie back with us next year when he gets healed from his injury. And we believe we'll be competing for a championship.
I mean, Jason Tatum won a championship with the Boston Celtics last year. The Mavs were in the finals after not appearing to be a favorite. I don't believe the league is conducive to being able to build a roster that is going to just dominate. So I say all that to say, I could see this Mavs team, if they stay healthy, being in a championship window next year. Or you know, having the ability to play for a championship next year. I don't fully disagree with what he's saying there.
Yeah, but I mean, to mortgage your entire future on this team being healthy is one of the most foolish mistakes anybody can make. Yeah. As soon as the trade was made, we knew how this was going to end up. You traded for a guy who's synonymous with missing games in Anthony Davis. You're going to be leaning too much now on a 33-year-old Kyrie Irving. Boom, the ACL blows. We talked about it weeks before it all happened. This is happening exactly the way that any person with common sense would imagine it would happen. You're taking older, often injured players and trying to microwave a championship and punting on the next half decade plus.
Yeah.
And so, and he's just going to point to that forever when inevitably this thing falls apart due to injuries. He's like, well, man, if they would have just stayed healthy.
Yeah.
Well, why would you bet on any of these guys staying healthy?
The only thing is that makes sense to me is that you hate Luka so much, you got to find some sort of a rational explanation for why you're going to do this. I think if you hate the superstar that much, and what I believe Dumont is going to learn right now is pro sports is totally different than any other industry you could be in, whether it's sneakers or casinos. The CEOs walk around those halls like they are absolute gods, and people, shiver and are afraid of, making eye contact with those kinds of corporate entities. And I just think that when Luka refused to go on that trip, when Luka's refusing to talk to you, coming from the background that you do, you don't realize that in pro sports, unfortunately, you got to let the superstars be absolute divas. They're rock stars. They're making tens and tens of millions of dollars. They could legitimately like walk away from you right now and have enough money to live with generational wealth for the rest of their lives and beyond. So it's just a completely different ball game than any other kind of business that you could be in. And I would expect Nico to know that. I would expect, especially because Nico worked with so many superstars, I would expect him to know that, but I wouldn't expect Dumont to know that until now, right? I also can gain some confidence or optimism from the fact that Jason Kidd apparently resented the front office's decision to trade Luka Doncic, and he felt like he'd been asked to reinvent. Nico has danced around those questions and kind of made it sound like Kidd was complicit in some way. But I think the fact that you have a super smart basketball guy there in the organization that can talk to the owner can give us hope. But it's amazing that they wouldn't have consulted stronger with Kidd, that he couldn't have blocked it at the time.
Well, because they didn't want to hear no. Nico didn't want to hear no. So the only person that knew about it was Nico. And then when Dumont had to know about it, he knew about it. And then right when this thing's at the finish line, okay, Jason Kidd, you can know about it as well. When at this point, the deal's already done. The hay's in the barn. Yeah. He didn't want to welcome in other voices because he wanted to be the lone voice. And he knew that every other voice would say, no, this is not what you should do. So he strong-armed it, and he used the power that he had, that Dumont and them gave him. And now they won't look at him the same because of it.
Yeah,
because they all have egg on their face.
Don't you agree, though? It's starting to set up like they're going to make Nico the scapegoat out of this.
Totally.
The way the Tim Cato, the Tim McMahon articles read today, it's basically...
It's the only way this thing ends.
Yes, yeah.
Well, I mean, he kind of did it. He did it to himself. I don't think that he's a scapegoat. He put himself in this position.
Yeah.
You're not a scapegoat when you're the one that orchestrated all of this, and you took advantage of all the parties to get what you wanted. So, yeah, I guess if he's the one that loses his job, sure. But it's well-deserved. He's the one that is at fault here.
Absolutely.
And I get people that want to push back. Well, Mark sold the team to these. I don't think Mark Cuban had any thought that anybody in their right mind would trade a Luka Doncic, who was considered an untouchable.
Yeah.
Well, they did, because they didn't know what the hell they were doing. And now in hindsight, they're like, well, crap, we listened to this guy. We didn't realize. And now, they're probably going to move on from him if this thing doesn't go perfectly and Kyrie's recovery goes beautifully and Anthony Davis somehow stays healthy and Derek Lively, who hasn't been able to stay healthy, is able to be on the court as well. There's so many things that have to just kind of go perfect for them. And now you don't have that killer that can just take over a series to where every series you're in, even if you don't have a roster around him, you're like, we've got the best player.
Yeah.
When they went to the Western Conference Finals, that team had no business being there. You had a dude who dragged your ass there. Anthony Davis isn't doing that. He's never been that player.
It was almost like how LeBron dragged the Cavs for the first 9 years of his career to relevance. The Tim McMahon article about Casey Smith, it does make me wonder, like, if Casey Smith had never left, would Derek Lively be more healthy throughout his career? Would Luka have stayed healthy? And then the fact that not only did Nico chase off the best trainer in the world of basketball, but he brought in two dudes from tackle football the main guy is described in Tim McMahon's article as more of a personal trainer than the standard in the league, which is more of a medical practitioner. So they're operating at a very significant disadvantage. And Nico believes he's actually made the training staff better than Casey Smith, which is, you know, further evidence of the ego and the delusion there. And apparently the end for Dirk was a couple of years ago when they got rid of Smith. He already knew it. And Nico insisting that these guys are somehow better, as your team really can't stay healthy.
No, the Derek Lively bit in that McMahon story is jarring.
Yeah.
So, I mean, one of the quotes in there is like somebody should have lost their job because of that. You got Derek Lively doing hardcore workouts when he's got a stress fracture.
Mm. Okay, we'll hit the expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top. G-Bag of the Day coming up at 5:30. Latest on the Stars and Rangers as they get set to resume action as well. Coming up next year, it's the G-Bag Nation on the Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.